21, possibly 22, into the weekend.
Thanks, Sarah. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 22nd of April. There are warnings of gales in Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet and Shannon. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, South Biscay 1004, slow moving, filling 1015 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, northeast 40s. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 in south at Cirra and southern north at Cirra. Fog patches at first in south at Cirra. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in south at Cirra. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northeasterly 3 to 5, backing northwesterly later in northeast Dogger, but becoming variable 3 or less later elsewhere. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in East Dogger. Fisher, northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and 7 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. German Bight, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 4 to 6. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Humber, east or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, easterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Plymouth, showers, moderate or good. Biscay, easterly 6 to gale 8 at first in north, otherwise cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Thundery rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Fitzroy, southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west and 4 in east. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. East or southeast 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor except in Lundy. Irish Sea, east or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Shannon, east 7 to severe gale 9, veering southeast 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. South Rockall, easterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. North Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, South Bailey. Easterly 4 to 6, fair, good. North Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. Variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 3 to 5, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now, here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast 5, 16 miles, 1032, rising slowly. Stornoway, east by north, 3, more than 38 miles, 1034, falling slowly. Lerwick, north by west, 2, more than 38 miles, 1,034, falling more slowly. Lucas, north by east, 2, 13 miles, 1,034, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east, 4, 1,029, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 5, 5 miles, 1,023. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 5, 5 miles, 1,021. Jersey, east, 5, 9 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by north, 6, 1,020. Scilly Automatic, east, 7, missed, 4 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Valentia, northeast by east, 3, 19 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast, 5, 16 miles, 1,028, falling slowly. Malin Head, east by south, 7, 15 miles, 1,030, now falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday, the 22nd of April. The general situation, high pressure over the North Atlantic will continue to bring an east to northeasterly flow across the United Kingdom, with strong winds across many southern and western waters and gales at first in the far southwest. Fair conditions will dominate, although there'll be some showery rain in the far southwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East or northeast, veering southeast later 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. East or northeast 3 or 4. Occasionally 5 at first in the Firth of Forth, becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair, but occasional drizzle at first in north. Good, occasionally moderate at first in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northeasterly, veering easterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in south, then decreasing 2 later. Fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or northeast 4 or 5, decreasing 3 or 4. Fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Easterly or northeasterly 5 or 6. Occasionally 7 at first in west, decreasing 4 at times close inshore. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Easterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first from Prawl Point westwards. Showers at first, mainly in west. Good, occasionally moderate at first in west. Land's End, St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then veering east or southeast 4 to 6 for a time. Showers for a time near Cornwall, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 for a time, except in far north. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 4 to 6, decreasing 3 at times near the English coast. Fair, good. Isle of Man. East or northeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. East or northeast 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4, then veering east or southeast 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, veering easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, then backing northeasterly again later in north. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly or northeasterly at first in north, otherwise easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. East or northeast 3 to 5, veering southeast 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. And Shetland Isles. Northerly, backing westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, but becoming variable 3 or less for a time in east. Fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day with Elizabeth Rawlinson-Mills.
Good morning. My husband and I must each have clocked up thousands of hours rocking our babies through the night over the past 8 years. These are hard, weary hours when it's easy to switch into panic mode as tomorrow's to-do list insists itself to the front of your mind. They can also be lonely hours, although I heard recently about the Norbertine Sisters, an order of nuns in California, who wake up every night to keep a motherhood hour vigil, praying for parents up with their children. What a beautiful gift of prayerful upholding. These are the hours when our children's deep dependence on us is most clear, however independent they want to be during the day. My middle daughter's catchphrase when she was a toddler was, "I'm doing it all my by itself." but with darkness comes the longing for loving arms to settle into, a willingness to capitulate to being helped. And so these are precious and tender hours as well. When I think back across seasons of darkness in my own life, times of grief, fear, and uncertainty, my experience of the presence of God is very like this, a sense of being tenderly, closely held in loving arms. These painful seasons are the times when my armour of self-reliance cracks open, when I stop trying to do it by myself, and I'm open enough to feel the peace of the Spirit. Looking back, they're times of deep spiritual comfort for which I am grateful. My prayer today is for everybody currently in a season of darkness. May you feel upheld in love and experience the peace